Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, 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 it's Sick Flow. Checking out Crosstalk Radio with Big Pugs and Steph Swig. They my homies.
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this crosstalk radio. Oh, oh.
We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Welcome to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swig.
This is your man, Big Pudge.
Thank you.
We appreciate the love, as always.
As always. So we got a very special show today, as always.
Every show is special. That every single time.
Because every show is special.
Yeah, so just don't. It really is.
All our shows are special.
It's not something that he says. He really, like, that's really how he feels.
Those who know me know I say what I mean what I say. So here, without further ado, we have a very special guest in the studio today. Miss Brenda Taylor's in the building.
Hello, hello.
Y'all give it up for Brenda. Yo, she's the first guest of the year.
Is she the first guest of the year and a new season?
Yes. Season 2 guest. Nice. 2019 guest. So congratulations for being our very special guest today.
Special.
Yeah.
All right now.
She got that double. Huh?
So of course we're talking about.
But they don't know. Of course we're talking about.
First of all, the title's on there.
The title's on there?
Yeah. So,
man, come on. This is 2019.
Well, Pudge, I was really getting ready to do that. You cut me off.
No, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know you did that. I don't like when you do that. Anyway.
He does it to me all the time.
Can I continue with the show, Pudge?
All right.
You sure?
I'll digress for now.
Alright, so of course we're talking about misconceptions of marriage according to the title on the Facebook Live. Those who are not watching this live, who will hear this recording, we're talking about misconceptions of marriage. Those who know I'm a huge advocate for marriage, and I fight for marriages, my own, other people's marriages, because I do believe in marriage wholeheartedly. However, I've been pondering a lot because I look at the body of believers and I see a lot of divorces happening in a lot of Christian homes. Now, Christians don't own the market on good marriages, but I know according to Christian doctrines, you know, we're not supposed to believe in divorce. So if that's the case, why are so many divorces happening? So my personal opinion, and from some studies I've had, I come up with a list of things I think are some of the key factors in marriages failing. And a lot of them are misconceptions about marriage. I don't think marriage itself is broken. I think people's ideals of what marriage is broken. So when you have a marriage and you have this expectation and that expectation is not met, you tend to think things are wrong with marriage itself. So anyway, I got some things I want to say. I don't want to take the show away from anybody else. Pudge, Brenda.
Go ahead.
If y'all got something,
starting off great, you know. Yeah, you can always tell when it's one of his shows, you know.
He starts off with that right there. So, you know, before I just drown myself in, you know.
Exactly.
Do you want to get a few words in?
Well, last week, all I got to do was ad lib. So it's my show this
week.
Right, right. Last week was your show.
It was. I was heavy into it, too.
And so, I got a couple. I'm going to read off one, and y'all can just chime in, and y'all can just, you know, whatever y'all got that I might be missing, that's fine, too. One of the ones I think, and some of these are my mistakes. I went into marriage thinking that marriage would make me happy. And then as my marriage was failing, I realized it wasn't my spouse's responsibility to make me happy. You know, and I put that's a lot of weight to put on anybody, and it's not fair to them or you, because nobody can make you happy. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy before you get married, you ain't going to be happy during your marriage. Now, it can add to your marriage, I mean, add to your happiness, but they can't create happiness. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of the fairy tale I believe in. Oh, you get married, everything's wonderful, you live happily ever after.
All right, now you said they can't create. Yeah, I know you, but just why do you feel like they can't create happiness into another person's life?
I think they can add to it. I don't think you can create happiness. I think that's something you're supposed to already have.
And I'm only asking because.
That's a good question.
Of course, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people that feel like. If they could just find that right person, then they'll actually be happy. And I use the word actually.
Yeah.
Like, not pretending to be happy. And could have everything that they want materialistically in life, you know, but they're actually not happy.
Oh, come on, Pudge. You got me.
Go ahead.
So that's the mistake right there. Happiness does not come from outside things, external things. It comes from internal. So if you're not happy inside with who you are, that ain't gonna happen for you. All you're gonna do is get a nice person to train the hell out of them. That's what it's gonna boil down to, hands down. So you have to be happy first. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all want to chime in? Y'all want me to keep going? You special guest. I don't want to take you special guest.
He's just chilling.
I can go.
Y'all want me to keep going?
I do agree. I feel like that is too much responsibility to put on one person. And first of all, if you can't be responsible for your own happiness and you don't know for sure what you want yourself, there is no possible way you can expect someone else to just walk in and be able to create that or make that for you, and you can't even do it for yourself. You have to know oneself. And I think that's one of the biggest keys is knowing yourself.
Come
on. If you don't know yourself, it's kind of a lost cause for those around you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people who actually feel like, or let me just ask the room. So what about the ones who feel like they know themselves? Like, the people on the outside can clearly see, you know, that there's a lot going on
here. That's too deep this early in the show.
But I'm just saying, But it's like, you know, and it's challenging to get them to see that you're not really happy. Like, you've lived
like
this
that.
Master camouflage life for so long, you actually believe.
They're blinded by their own mask.
Exactly. Yeah. So how do you even reach out to, well, not reach, but how do you get through to someone? And it's like, okay, so they coming to you and giving you their whole scenario. Like, every single relationship winds up being the same. And we know that's mainly from soul ties.
Yeah.
Right.
Soul
ties. But it's mainly because they're not happy with themselves.
Mm-hmm. So they're attracting the same type of people.
Right, right. So, and this is somebody, now mind, this is the person with a mindset of, I'm good, ain't nothing wrong with me, I just can't find the right person.
So that's why they need friends like you and me. I'll tell you the truth. In love, I write you a long letter telling you, drawing the case in points, PowerPoint presentation. I will do that. Puff just call you and cuss you out with love and tell you the truth, and you have to receive it. But honestly, you need real friends, though. I mean, if
that's good,
friends are gonna tell you the truth. Now, I don't want no friends to sugarcoat stuff for me. I don't think I have friends that sugarcoat stuff to me.
Yeah.
All my friends I know, they give it to me real, even if I don't like it. Especially Dice. She'll give it to me even if I don't ask for it.
Right.
So I have friends like that, and I do need that. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're blind, you need friends to guide you and help you, but you gotta be willing to be teachable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For one. If everybody around you is saying you ain't happy, then you probably ain't happy.
Right.
And if that's how you look happy, then I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. Yo, so if that's the answer. I think you have to have accountability people that can be accountable to you.
Right.
Okay. That's my personal opinion. All right.
Can we go ahead.
I'm excited about the marriage one, man. So, and the other one, because these are mistakes I've seen, that I've made them as well. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I read a lot of books. And the other one I saw was not knowing how to love yourself. We talked about loving thyself.
Right.
But not knowing how to love yourself is another issue that happens. A lot of times it can show up later in the marriage. And it's like, it's a simple concept once you really think about it. If you don't know how to love yourself, you can't properly love other people. You can't. You can't give what you don't have. So you have to love yourself. If not, you're going to be lost in your marriage, trying to find yourself and identify yourself inside your marriage. And when that, this is a crazy situation.
It is.
But you have to love yourself. Loving yourself means taking care of yourself, being patient with yourself. Every sense of the word love, like, for real. But you have to understand who you are. Again, we're back to that again. Know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, you can't properly say what you want out of life. You can't say what you want in marriage or a spouse if you don't even know who the heck you
That's
are.
That's really true.
And unfortunately, a lot of marriages fail that way, especially younger marriages. Like, because you're getting out of high school, you ain't know who you haven't even become who you're going to be yet. Mm-hmm. And now you're married, now you're committed to this other person. And we all at this table, we all know how easy it is to get wrapped up in a marriage with your identity and lose yourself in a marriage. Everybody at this table has been married before.
Yeah.
So it's a definite thing to know yourself and to love yourself. Mm-hmm. Those are mine. I got plenty more, but I want y'all to talk. Because this ain't the swing show today. It's going to be it's crosstalk
I'm
special
show. I'm chime in when I see when I feel it, you know. All
right. Mm-hmm. Y'all keep on pause. I'm going to jump on in there.
Go ahead. Okay.
All right, cool. Another misconception, a popular one, because you even hear people say, even in the movie Jerry Maguire, it was a dope line. He's crying. He's telling the woman she completes him and everything. And I was moved by that. And it's like, but when you think about it, though, you're supposed to be... Shut up.
I was moved by
it. I was, man. It was a deep... It was like that. Anyway. You can't... People can't complete you, for one. You're supposed to be complete before you get married. But people act like you have two halves coming together to make a whole. That's not the case. Marriages are two whole people coming together to share their journey. Mm-hmm. That's it. You can't complete me. I can't complete you. We are two separate people coming together in a journey. I don't know what to call it. Journey of love or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But if you expect someone to make you whole, you're going to be half a person the rest of your life. Or you're going to become what they think you should be. Either both of those are prisons.
The only time 1 + 1 actually equals 1.
Yes, you better say that.
That's good. That's good.
And so that's some of the other ones. Not knowing what love is another one. Not knowing what love is, because when you look at love in the sense of like, when you're dating, you know, you go through the in love phase, you like the person, you know, the way she smells, the way she say this, the way he do that, the way everything is wonderful. You in love, nothing bad can come out. You just so in love in this love bubble. But it's like then when the stuff start happening, you start realizing that, oh, he's human. Oh, she's human. Then what? Mm-hmm. But when people think of love, they always think about these warm, fuzzy feelings. I think those are side effects of love, but that's not love. You know, I do believe in the biblical definition of love being patient, love being kind, love being forgiving, love being self-seeking. I'm not self-seeking, but now not selfish. Because there are times, if you go into a marriage and you're expecting just your wife to serve you or your husband to serve you, then you already got it wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to love, but love is a choice. When you understand that love is a choice, it changes the dynamic of your marriage and of your understanding. And you have to understand, again, go in knowing that love is forgiving. If you can't forgive, you can't be married.
Man.
You can't.
Right,
and I'm not talking about just forgiving infidelity. I'm talking about just forgiving anything. Like, anything. She crashed your car. She spent the wrong amount of money. He do this. He do that. He look at somebody's side. You know, anything. You have to be able to forgive and understand that y'all are both human beings, imperfect people coming together.
It goes back to beginning of, like, you got to learn how to forgive yourself first.
Come on, Pudge.
Because I'm like, if you can't even forgive yourself, how can you even, like... And that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. Like the actual forgiveness starts with you internally. And nobody has to know what it is that you feel horrible about as long as you can actually work through that. But most people like to act like what happened didn't happen and just, like, put it behind them and just move on when... A lot of times they really suppressing, you know, everything. Like, I was one of the people, man, like, where, you know, I felt like I wasn't complete until I had somebody else.
Yeah.
I felt like that for a very long time. So, I mean, I
think a lot of people feel that way, though.
Yeah, honestly, to be completely honest with you, I didn't, after my divorce, like, I was still yearning for that completion.
Mm-hmm.
Even after my divorce.
Yeah.
So it was like, I mean, that knowledge just hit me recently that and my relationship with God is what completes me. And I just came to that realization literally like maybe a year and a half ago.
Come on, but you about to preach a sermon on here.
I'm just saying, because when you said it, and honestly, it wasn't no real revelation. It's kind of like just how my mind started working, but it wasn't until you actually said that when you was like, somebody don't complete you. I'm like, wait a minute, they do. wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going through all this in my mind as you talking, like, literally right now, because I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm literally, I just, a quick track, I'm like, dang, they didn't, they tried, they didn't, couldn't. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, right, and I'm just like, oh, what's feeling complete about me right now? Where I'm at in the Lord right now, where I'm growing with Him. That's what's making me feel complete.
Amen.
So.
All right. Then we're getting somewhere. Someone else is talking. All right, all right.
He don't feel like it's a swing show.
Yeah, right. Finally, Punch chime. We're going to get Brenda to chime in a little bit.
Okay, I can chime in whenever you want. Okay, so.
I want to chime in right now.
One of the other misconceptions I feel like is that we ignore the red flags in the beginning. We go in with this idea, whether it's he or her, that, oh, it'll be okay. That's it's all right. Or, oh, I can fix that. Watch, when I'm going to put that whatever on them. Or I'm going to do this. And, yeah, we're going to fix that. It ain't going to be like that after a while. Or once I put that band on, things supposed to magically change, and it doesn't work that way. So I think, yeah, that's definitely one of them.
Very good. Yes.
I agree. I agree 100%. And, again, I think when it comes to just marriage itself, people just don't go in and understand it. They go in with the feeling of love or what they think is love.
Right.
Not knowing what love is. And a lot of times they go in love and they think that feeling's going to last forever. That's, I've actually studied that, and that actual feeling of in love is, if you stay in it too long, it's unhealthy. Like, you know that feeling when everything's about your spouse, y'all just in this love bubble? Mm-hmm. That's actually unhealthy. If you start thinking about how much that brain space that takes up from, it keeps you from being a productive person. Whoa, I'm in love, and you know, we're sitting off, and like, you know what I'm saying? If we all been in love a time in our life, so we know how much how much brain space that takes up to be in love. Bro. It's all about that person. You don't think about nothing. You be a sucky friend and everything.
I'm over here like, but. I mean, I like
it. It is a nice feeling.
Yeah, I love it. No, I'm saying I'm not.
I mean, right, but I can. I mean, in all honesty, now everybody that has been in love can admit that when you are in love, you flat out start slacking in other areas.
Every area is work, friendships.
You don't care about nothing but boo-thang, and that's it.
And you start annoying.
It's just y'all against the world immediately.
You start annoying to your friends because we're punching. If you do hang out with punching, you're going to be talking about such and such.
Right, all night long.
Oh, man.
Everything.
That's very true.
Scientifically speaking, that, according to studies, that in love feeling that you feel, that euphoria you feel, lasts up to maybe 2 to 3 years. After that, is you get down to normal. You start seeing the imperfections, and it comes down, which is actually a healthier place.
That lasts that long?
It can. Yeah, it can.
I know somebody lasts longer than that. Now, my parents is an awesome example. Like, they were in love. They've been together, almost 40?
Almost something. They celebrated their anniversary recently.
So they've been together for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, you know, all peaches and cream. You know, it was the Mom Duke straight packed up the whole family and left him in a whole other state and moved 800 something miles away. So it wasn't like no peaches and cream type.
Okay.
But it's the, they were in love when they met, which was 14.
Mm-hmm.
They fell in love again after all that turmoil.
Should have had them on the show.
Really. You know what I'm saying? Right. When back in like the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, marriages have different stages. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how long.
Yeah.
Because people do change. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't stay the same. And this girl, what you laughing at?
I was laughing because I literally had this conversation with my child the other day, because I was talking about the tiers of marriage, like the different levels. Like, when you first get married, you know, you get to the point where you fart in front of each other.
Right.
All right, but when it comes to, like, someone, like, having diarrhea and crapping in the bed, that's like, and you clean it up and being okay, that's like 10, 15 years.
Yes, ago. Yes.
That ain't happening.
That ain't happening. To me, that's way
down. Yeah, that's way down. Like, we done built a rapport.
You,
like,
you had to change my voice.
We passed rapport.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can't be crapping around each other, like, having an issue, an accident in the bed 10 years in, expect your marriage to make it. It's got to be, that's a 15-plus type situation.
Okay, so
I mean,
y'all hear this. Don't get diarrhea.
Right? Right. I'm like, by 10 years, by 10 years, y'all should be strong enough to be able to, if that happens, I should be good with the cleanup.
Yeah, we should be.
Not want to be.
Yeah.
That don't sound too confident, y'all. That don't sound too confident. And,
maybe.
Hey, I'm being real with myself.
I was just sharing a story with my daughter that somebody had told me it happened to them, but they had been married for like 20 plus years. Yeah. So it wasn't a big deal. I'm thinking, oh my God, if that happened like your newlywed phase, that got that love feeling down quick.
It is. So
the love of the conference that
different
comes.
Phases. They're like recently. I actually was living with my parents. I moved with my parents from 2015 and stayed with them for like a year and a half. It just amazed me to see my parents in love at their age. So it's like, and you know, like I said, every marriage goes through something. So they fell in love again once that first term went when she left. And, you know, I want to say 10 more years went by and they experienced some more turmoil, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, but when they came out of now, they are like still right now in love.
Yeah.
So it's one of them things where I think it's an in and out. To me, I don't think that, oh, I'm going to be on that cloud. Once it dies, it ain't going to never come back.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. I think there's times when you go through seasons, because I've heard people say that before. What about the times where you're not feeling in love with your spouse?
Yeah.
You know, that's when people
that's when the work comes in.
That's when the work comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Marriage is actually work. People don't think it's work. But when you're with the right person, of course it's worth it, but it is work.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. You know, I think also it depends on who the people are in a marriage. I think when you go through stuff like that and you overcome it, I think it makes you appreciate each other more.
It does.
It does.
It should.
Sense.
Yeah.
I mean, well, if y'all both came out together and y'all got the same mindset, then y'all both gonna appreciate each other more.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so misconception. Misconception, I'm gonna say, I wanna say the woman. I wanna say that, but I'm gonna say male and female. Thinking you can change that person. Mm-hmm. Going into the marriage, thinking that that's no matter what techniques you got or been taught or been training to do, thinking that even if it worked in the beginning, like it's gonna last always.
People don't change unless they want to change.
Unless they want to change.
That's it.
And the major thing is now, my brother and my mother are good for always saying, if you come with an issue, always have a solution behind it.
Right.
So my solution to, instead of going in thinking you're going to change the person, go in with the mindset of compromise. Because if you can't compromise with the person you plan on spending the rest of your life with, then some part of you going to always think it's supposed to be your way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that I had to learn. Compromise, the two C's, compromise and communication, I feel like, if you don't have them two, I don't see how in the world a marriage could work unless that's you or me.
That's me. Okay. I got it.
I don't see how a marriage can work unless y'all just some real unorthodox people to where y'all feel like not communicating and not compromising is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't even see how y'all could even be okay with each other. Because if you ain't communicating, then I don't know what you got going on or nothing.
That's another whole ball game of problems.
Right. I know most failed marriages have been because people don't learn how to compromise. And a simple example is, and I'm gonna give it something real small. Small as in, you know, I don't go out, and I'm talking about me, you married, you don't go out with your friends all the time, and this one time, you know, you wanna go out. However, you and your wife, Ben, has something planned already months in advance. Now, the compromise and the wisdom thing is to do, even though you and your brothers don't go out all the time, it's still going to have to get postponed because your wife comes first and the plans was already, like, previously planned. Now, you might have a full-blown attitude and y'all trying to go to the opera, something you know you just going for her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's something you don't even want to do with the wife. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying?
That's a personal story to you, Punch.
What I'm saying is I've heard several.
I got you.
The compromise is it's just going to be a whole lot easier me just letting her have this moment, letting her have this time, because me choosing to go out with my homeboys, it's a domino effect of things.
You're going to hear about that again.
I'm going to say, that's coming back. That's definitely
it's not yeah. over.
I, when you said over. That, I knew. I'm thinking to myself, that's coming back, right? You don't. Right. That's coming back. You sold some. You planted some seeds. They coming
it's
back.
Coming right. back. You might not even see it coming. You might have forgot about it. It's coming it back around. Trust me. You got that boomerang effect.
Mm-hmm. Right. Compromise is all I'm saying. You know.
Yeah, you cannot. I agree with you. You cannot be married and be selfish mm-hmm. and have a successful marriage. Period.
Mm-hmm. Unless you have.
Someone ooh. Who don't care about you?
Man, nah. Unless you just got a man who just bleed like a female. That was the nicest way I could say that.
Ooh. That was the nicest way?
That was the nicest way I could say
it. Unless I heard
you,
it.
Right. Yeah. Unless, yeah. unless you got one of them type of brothers where he don't have no backbone, pretty much. And she just does what she wants. He's pretty much a rollover type.
Dude. I know people like that, and that's sad.
So,
and they're still miserable.
Prove my example.
They're still miserable.
Prove my example.
They're still miserable.
Because that woman is still having her way. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, and here, the sad part is, and you having your way, and you realize that you with somebody who you don't even really consider a genuine man. So yeah. it's a large percentage you doing something else. It's a yeah. large percentage yeah. you got an alpha out there mm-hmm. who really you really you know saying enjoy yeah. yourself with, but you getting what you want.
I
you
know
you. Now if that's the kind of marriage you're looking for, don't get married.
That's
like real talk. Don't get married.
That's not married.
You know what I'm saying? Because in all honesty, people keep forgetting that you are getting married up under, you know what I'm saying, God's principles. Unless you're another religion or whatever principles, you get married up under some principles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're not and if your principles ain't I can cut, smash, and dash who I want on the side and play you in one game, if that ain't in the principles, then you shouldn't get married.
I agree, and that's not a marriage. At the end of the day, it's not.
At all.
And that actually leads into one of my points. People don't find marriage sacred anymore like we used to.
Mm.
It's not that cherished thing anymore. A lot yeah. of people go into marriage with this idea of, man, as soon as they do this,
I'm out.
Deuces.
Yeah.
And it's like sad. You already going in with your exit plan, that's waiting so for something to happen. And I mean, that's failure at yeah. the start.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
You can't go on and looking at it like that. People don't fight for their marriages. They don't have a high tolerance anymore. I'm not right. saying you should put up with everything, but it's like so many people just like, oh, we don't love each other no more. We're not happy. So now right. we just split. Like instead mm-hmm. of working on the problems or going to counseling, investing, marriage should be an investment. I mean, it is an investment, whether you invest in it or not. Like you're supposed right. to be with this person for the rest of your life. Y'all building a life together, family, businesses, whatever. It's worthy to invest in. Like, I tell people who's having problems all the time, like, I don't want a divorce. Like, well, just go to counseling. It's cheaper than a divorce. Like, if I'm willing to say I want to spend the rest of my life with this person, then I should be willing to invest in our marriage together. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That's the way I feel about that.
And I said this before on another show. If, you know, that person is willing to go to counseling, one is willing to go to counseling and the other one isn't, but is going to counseling just because the other half does, there's a strong chance that it's not going to work because both parties mm-hmm. have to be willing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the situation's coming, and Steph said something earlier, and I just felt in my spirit, there were some people out there talking about, no, there is grounds why you can't. Yes, and in the word, the only grounds for divorce is if, you know, not fornication, but adultery.
Adultery.
Right, adultery. So, yes, and I just said it just to put it out there just in case anybody try to say something sideways. It is, however, you still supposed to fight for your marriage.
All day, every day.
It's not supposed to be something easy like that, like, you know what I'm saying, Brandon was saying, like, it's you just, I'm out, going in. And it's sad because I went in with an exit plan, and I felt bad. I actually feel bad when you said that, because I never looked at it like, that's what I did. But subconsciously, I had an exit plan. And it wasn't like, oh, I sat and thought out. It was just up in here. I knew if something happened,
certain things played out.
Yep.
That's my cue.
Yep. And it's just, and the good thing is I'm you know what I'm saying, I've dealt with myself with that, but it's just another learning lesson. It's
I
just like I'm actually so far both of y'all have actually shown me two things already, you know what I'm saying, that was a mistake, you know what I'm saying, on my end.
Well, we've all made it, man, but
yeah.
Maybe not the same ones, but we've all made mistakes.
Right.
And another one I want to really...
Before you go into that, can I...
Of course,
one of the things that you said about investing in the marriage.
Okay.
Also, I think we should look at it like, okay, we go to school for our business field. Ooh. We do we educate ourselves whenever we're going in for a trade or whatever it is that we're doing in our life, we mm-hmm. take the time to educate ourselves, mm-hmm. whether it's self-education, whether we went to school, whether we went to a therapist, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. I think we need to take the same outlook on marriage. We still need to educate ourselves. What is it that I'm really stepping into? What does this entail of me? What am I going to have to do, especially since I'm committing to it for the rest of my life? Right. That's a huge commitment to go
very
in.
Huge commitment.
With no questions answered and no investment for real.
Right. Yeah, because I agree 100%. Because we typically, I love this person, love me, that's all we need, we in love, that's
love
it.
Love is not the whole answer.
Man, come on. That was actually my
you
next one.
You can love somebody. Really? Okay. Yeah. Right, because you can love somebody all day long, and that
love
that
don't
person,
pay the bills.
You better finish my sentence, because I'm over here like, I love you all day, but why you can't keep a job? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Girl, you finished my sentence.
But it's like, love don't keep a marriage together. Mm-hmm. We have three people sitting here who love their spouses and still love their ex-spouses to this day. Mm-hmm. So love don't keep a marriage together. It might help, but it doesn't keep it together. Because people say all you need is love. Love conquers all. And that's it. Not when it comes to marriage, it don't.
God's love conquers all.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Yeah, God's love. Yeah.
Love don't conquer all. God's love conquers all. There's a whole difference.
Yeah, I don't know too many divorced people who didn't love each other. Like, so, mm-hmm. so you know what I'm saying? So you can't say that love will keep a marriage together. It might keep you working and fighting for the marriage, but it won't keep it together. You still have to have the right tools, the right tools to do the job, to get it together. I mean, I think marriages, all marriages, I think they can be saved if both people really want it and really are willing to sacrifice to do the hard work to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Personally, this is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all I got of that.
Okay.
But, Pudge, you got any?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. My other ones, oh, bro, I'm sorry, you got any
No,
more?
go ahead.
My other ones were basically the same thing I said, misconceptions of it's your spouse's job to make you happy, it's your job to make your spouse happy, and I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's your job to make you happy, your spouse's job to add on to it, and I think it's the same thing. I think that's just a horrible way of looking at it. You know, it's a horrible responsibility to put on anybody.
I think
it's a lot
of
power.
I think a lot of people just honestly, man, just don't even know that. Like, I don't think the majority of the people are looking at it like going into it with, like, I'm putting this responsibility on you, it's your job, and if you don't do it, I'm feeling some type of way. Like, I think the love and how they feel about the person, it makes a person feel like you complete me. It makes a person mm-hmm. feel like, you know, you are my happiness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not you make me happy, but you are my happiness. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, because I've made comments
that,
I've made comments like that before. You know, I mean.
Which ones did you make?
Both.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Well, now it's you add to it because I know better.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know, but before, you know, I mean, I used to, my oldest boy's mom, it was, I can't live without you. You know, I would say, because that's how I felt.
That's how you felt.
You know, I don't know what I would do if, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm saying this stuff and I'm just so thankful that the Lord was like, he's ignorant. So he's not putting this to the test.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful that, you know what I'm saying, he never tested me in them areas because I'm like, I am literally putting someone else before you, mm-hmm. which we all know that's extremely dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
You know, so it's one of them things where, yes, and then, you know, gosh, I'm going to come back to it, but I'm going to look up the different kinds of love because people...
Come on with it.
People
I don't know what I'm saying?
People don't know that there's more than one kind of love, and you may experience one type of love with someone, and their reaction to love to you is a completely different one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
there's all kinds of different kinds. I can't remember how many the Bible describes. I want to say six.
Five.
It's five? Okay.
Yeah, I know it's five.
Okay. You going to look those up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Brenda, you got anything?
Give me a moment. Give me a moment.
Well, I'm going to give him a moment. While I'm giving him a moment, I got plenty more I can add to the topic here. Now,
you already tell me. He ready to go.
I got a whole list. These are my notes.
That's it? Just a piece of paper?
I go off the top, man. This is a topic to jog my brain over what I want to say this year.
You're light today. No, you have notebooks.
I have notebooks, but when I have to do big lessons, but this is stuff I talk about all the time. I think about it all the time, so I don't need it. Do it sound like I need it? Could you imagine if I actually had a notebook today?
No.
Okay. But I want people to really understand, though, marriage doesn't cure anything. People tend to act like it's a cure. What I mean by that, like I always see this thing is, if you deal with lust and you get married, it doesn't cure lust. It doesn't. It might mask it. but it doesn't cure it. And I look at it like it doesn't cure insecurity either. I think people get involved in marriage thinking it's going to cure their insecurity, going to cure their lust, going to give them some kind of worth and all that stuff. And again, it's looking externally for something that should be happening internally. Mm-hmm. So when you start looking at it that way, you go into marriage with false expectations. So when that happens, you tend to fault your partner. You know, something's wrong or marriage doesn't work.
Yeah.
But if you use it wrong, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand these things that you have to get. You know, bottom line is, long story short, not that you have to have everything all together before you get married. No. But it's more of you being prepared for marriage than it completing something in you. That's what I'm trying to say. You have to be prepared for it. You have to know how to be single. You have to be happy with yourself. Because what you bring in there, if you're not whole when you get into marriage and you get into marriage, it's only going to make it worse. Because you have more responsibility. You have more people. You know, you have more.
And eventually, it may be, you know what I'm saying, stars and stripes and, you know what I'm saying, berries and stuff in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, it is. It's fun. Like when you was talking, I'm thinking about all the people who are married,
mm-hmm.
and the ones who just cannot remain in a relationship because they have not made peace with their parents. That one father or one mother that did them wrong, that was never there,
mm-hmm.
and not because, well, me and you know, if you don't, like, if whatever scars that you have, especially if it's with a parent, that's going to follow you right into a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, if you didn't have, like, example, my ex-wife, her mother wasn't there. So mm-hmm. she always longed for, you know, that all of that love from her father, but her father was just pretty much there to just pay the bills, but he didn't show her any physical, like, any really love. So she longed for older men. Simply because her father, you know what I'm saying, she longed for older men because the actual parent that was in her life did not show her any, like, real love like a father should. So because of that, she was looking for a father figure in a man. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and I've seen that so many times. Like, you have men who are actually with someone and they feel like it's their woman and they daughter at the same time. I know that sounds nasty, but it's like I'm raising you as you're my woman, because all this stuff that's happened to you, you know what I'm saying, it's not, regular life don't even register.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even adding up to you. And the things that you should know at the age that you are, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and it's only because your main focus has been longing for what your parent never gave you. So mm-hmm. everything else in life has been kind of just a blob, just going with the flow because this is kind of like what I want. So it's, and that's a subconscious thing that most people do. So it's like, that's it goes back to the forgiving yourself piece, because some people's parents are not here anymore. But you can still forgive the actual person, even though they're not here. Like, you can still forgive them and forgive yourself if you did anything to, like, purposely not reach out to them if you could. Mm-hmm. 'Cause some people start feeling bad, like, I finally reached out, they're not here anymore. I could have. So it goes all the way back to the forgiving yourself piece. I just felt all of that when you was talking. Like, some people, you know what I'm saying, they taking the other half through the ringer because they haven't forgave one of their parents.
Yeah. Dang, man, it's not, we deter people from marriage. There's a lot of stuff you got to work on before you get married, for real.
I mean, it is a lot.
Yeah, but if you want to last truly for the rest of your life, you should be, you know, able to prepare yourself prior.
Take the time to do so.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, the counseling, the books, whatever. Learn what it is. Like you said earlier, learn what you're getting into, for real. Learn what real marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
And learn what unconditional love is, because that's what it takes to make a marriage actual. That kind of love, not just regular, but unconditional love.
Right, yeah, that's serious.
When I say unconditional love, that means despite whether she pissed me off or not, I'm still going to do what I need to do for her, regardless. And that's hard to do, but it is possible.
So, I'm developing this question. When you've stepped into a marriage, you made all your commitment, mm-hmm. and you're realizing, mm-hmm. dang, I'm selfish. I'm selfish than a mug. You know, where do you actually draw the line Like, when you become the giving person and you realize you're in this situation, so you start to try to move past the selfishness. You start giving and you start, you know, developing these ways that you can actually cater to the other person in a healthy way, mm-hmm. you know. But where do you actually draw the line? If you found yourself in a situation where this other person, your spouse, is asking something of you that you're not necessarily willing to give. Like, how do you draw that line? Where does that line stop? You know, like, so you're forgiving, you're communicating, you're doing all of the things that you feel like you should do, but now you're in this situation and you're at a standstill because this is just something I don't want to do, whatever that thing may be. Mm-hmm. Where do you draw the line? Like, for real?
I think that's exactly where you draw it. I think you can only give where you're at. And the moment you start giving outside of yourself, then that breeds resentment that still comes up later.
That's going to crank up little small little arguments, but it's good. Mm-hmm. The real big issue is going to be you going past that point. Right there.
Let me get back on it, though, Pudge. And it also comes with, it comes with speaking your truth, knowing who you are and who you're not, and for your spouse to know you for who you are and who you're not. That's where I'm talking about that love again. You have to love your spouse for who they are and who they're not.
Right.
Period. Nobody's perfect. So it's going to be some things, that if you can live without it, then live without it for a minute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But nobody's ever going to move forward if you pressure them, force them to do something they're not going to do. They do it begrudgingly, then I'm not doing it no more. You know, they're feeling bad about themselves, you know, feeling used or whatever. So you have to be honest with them and yourself. I'm not comfortable doing this. If they love you enough, they will respect you. If it's something that you shouldn't be doing, you know what I'm saying, if it's something that you should be putting in marriage, in the definition of marriage, then that's a different situation.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be that serious. It's just whatever that thing is for that person, you know?
Like, if she don't cook dinner, okay, it sucks, but I'm not leaving.
You can live with?
Yeah.
see, me, we having them conversations at the table.
Thank you. That's what I guess.
We having them conversations.
Had those conversations prior.
I'm laying all my cards on the table, and you laying on yours on the table.
That comes now, with that doing the homework, though.
Right. Yeah. It does. Exactly. It does. And I'm only saying that now because of experience. But before, I'm laying some cards on the table. Mm-hmm. Some of them scary decks, them scary hands.
They're in your back pocket.
Oh, I ain't even trying to bring them out.
My whole deck is on the table.
Yeah, I get it. But I'm like, man, honestly, if anything occurs after we have so-called laid everything on the table, and the so-called is really you didn't, because my thing is, I am who I am. Love me for who I am or who I'm not.
Yeah.
And if I'm comfortable with who I am right now while I'm growing, I'm putting me out there. You got to make the decision if you want to deal with me or not. Now, if you tell me something in the beginning, red flag, and I ignore it, like you were saying, and it come up, that's on me.
That's on you. Mm-hmm.
That's all the way on me, and I've done that. That's all the way on me. Mm-hmm. But if something come up we ain't talked about, and you said that was your whole dick, oh, nah, next. We're on to the next. Because I don't have time.
His line.
Yeah. I don't have time because I'm like, now at this point, God got to really talk to me to get you, for you to come back in. Because my thing, process of elimination. I just don't have time. You know what I'm saying? And if you purposely left something out, and it was something that I'm looking at like, why'd you really leave that out? Like, it was nothing, but it was you on some slick stuff.
Deception.
Deception. I can't do that.
Cool
I can't
at
do
all.
That. Now, being nervous because you're thinking I ain't going to want to talk to you, I can accept that. I can accept that because I've been there, too, and I know what it feels like. Yeah. It's like, man, I throw this one spade, I'm just going to mess up the whole deck. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't want to have to
right,
throw
I want
to
hold on to
give
it.
Me a minute.
Right. Exactly. Take some time before I lay it out.
Right.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. I just think, I agree with you, but I think, to answer your question again, is whatever you're talking about in the beginning, if you're doing this in the beginning, you got to continue doing that throughout the marriage, whatever it is, as long as you can, as long as you're physically, emotionally, mentally able, then you should do what you're doing. Don't be trying to, like I said, lower me in with this is the representative version I get of you,
right?
And then I put the ring on your finger, and then all them layers start coming off. It's like, oh, shoot, be like if I get you sucking when he got to the
ring, and she starts pulling everything off,
you know, that I don't want that.
Oh,
you know,
right.
That's the whole point of courting, to learn, like you said, process eliminates. Okay, so this is what you're presenting me with. Okay, is this the real you? Okay, I like what I see.
Is this the real you?
I'm going to take it to the next level.
Because you got to ask that question.
Is this the real you?
No, you really do.
And so if everything's legit, then, you know, then it should work. Mm-hmm. You know, but if they ain't tell you something or they doing something and then y'all get married, oh, no, I don't feel like doing it no more. You just trap me. Mm-hmm. You're like, you just like straight trap me. I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yup. I'll never be feeling.
Trap me.
Oh, man.
That's entrapment. That's what it boils down to. False representation to get me, then when you got me, mm-hmm. you're like, I'm done. Cut everything. I'm not cooking. I'm not doing this. I'm wearing sweatpants. Everything. It's done.
I wear sweatpants.
It's over.
It's done.
Because everyone always talking about that. Always talking about when you court, they wear the lingerie and the sexy drawers, and y'all get married. She come out there with the sweatpants and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I mean, I've heard it. I've seen it.
I've experienced it.
I've heard it too.
You know, I can't even say if I experienced it. She let me know who she was from the gate. So, you know, but I don't mind. You know,
don't mind sweatpants?
Yeah, I don't mind sweatpants at all. I'd rather you be ready to ride with me than you got to take off some heels and then you can't run because you got a dress on. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I'm wearing heels, but. I ran and won first place in some heels, so I'm going to just put that out there. I'm going to just put that out
Look, everybody different. That's what's up.
I don't buy shoes. I can't get down
there. That's a great attribute right there. Talking about, I can run it no matter what it is. 3-inch, 6-inch. You ain't got to worry. Oh, man, that's a good one right there.
Oh, man.
That is good. Is that all of them, guys?
Cause I mean, I'm sure it's probably more misconceptions. Yeah. My misconceptions came from...
Experiences?
Yeah, my experience.
Yeah.
You know, them CCs, without that communication. I mean, you know, because some people go in... we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Going in thinking that it's going to be your way.
Okay.
Or just a little bit off the tail, off the cuff a little bit. Mm-hmm. Undiscussed debt.
Oh, that's
stuff that comes up later on, like student loans, because they ain't really asking for that money right then. But then y'all get married, a couple years down the line, they start calling for that money. Ooh. Do you have it? Now you done pulled your spouse into it, and he ain't even know. She ain't even know.
That's deep.
You trying to buy a house. You know, that could create a lot of issues.
A lot of tension.
You know, that really could. So, I mean, undiscussed debt, that's
very...
Come on, man.
So, basically, that's true. That can happen.
I'm saying to myself, ooh, I got to put that down for a question.
Because when you get married, that becomes all debt.
Right.
When you get married, that becomes all debt. You just inherited that.
Yeah. You know, so don't think about that. You know?
Yo, that's funny.
Oh, that's man, that is straight going to be a regular question now.
So basically, full disclosure.
Yeah.
Full transparency.
It has to be, man.
I need to know who the heck I'm marrying. Look, if you was in a satanic cult before and got reformed, I need to know who might be coming back to find you, you know?
Right.
I might need to know this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you got new life now, but that old life might be coming in our life.
I need to know something about that old life.
Right. Yeah. I know I've had situations to where... religious differences was a real issue, like for real.
Yeah,
I dated someone at one point where he literally told me, "Oh no, sis Lamai, if we have a baby, you better not take my baby to church." Oh no!
Wow.
The first thing is that the funny thing, you think we're having a baby, but
let's talk about that.
You know, but I bet not. Take your baby. I got the exit stage left. Wow. You know, stuff like that when you don't really put it on the table. You know, you might go to a church service that might be that representation that we looking at in the beginning where, I'm going to go to church because, you know, she going to think I'm nicer if I go to church with her. Wow. You know, let me show her I know the Lord a little bit. And then later on, you realize this joker don't even believe in the same thing you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That was just
a
show.
Whole nother ball game.
I wasn't even thinking about that one.
That's a lot.
We really could, because I got stuff here, but I'm telling you.
Where it then?
Okay. Differing plans.
Say what?
Differing plans.
Come on.
We know we grow apart, you know, as we grow in life, things change with us, you know, and sometimes we don't always stay on the same path. Sometimes we grow differently. But if you already going in with a different plan than your spouse,
That's deep.
I'm over here like, yeah.
So, I mean, for instance, if you already got kids, you know, there could be a lot of things that could come into play with that. Even how you feel your kids could even whether they, you want them to go to college, whether you've got a gay or lesbian child, or whether you got all these different ideals and all these different things that come into play that you didn't even think about. Now you marrying this person, and if it's your child involved, this is now the stepmom or stepdad of your child.
That's deep.
And y'all don't even have the same idea of how to raise this person, how to accept this person, how to live with this person if they're still at home.
See,
it's a lot of it's a lot of questions. Like, even like the, like just piggybacking off what Brenda said, do you want to stay in the state that you're living in now? You know, do you want to change? Are you able to change? Are you so grounded where you're living at now that you can't move? You know, that's a big thing.
Yeah. Some people just don't want to. They don't want, they're comfortable right where they are. And they don't want people to, they want to be joined there.
Yeah, and stay there.
Are
you career driven? Are you the type of person who wants us to pick up and move when your career blows up and goes, takes you somewhere else? Those are all questions.
Yeah, those are plans that I really need to know about. I ain't trying to move every 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't want to move every time you got mad at your boss.
They laugh at your facial expressions on here,
what you say?
They laugh at your facial expressions.
Moms?
Yeah.
Oh, they are? I ain't even looking on that front.
You be having some facial expressions, but
you do. I do. But yeah, those are things that are so important. But if you're not thinking about it in the beginning, you're stuck in that love cloud, as you call it. You know, it's gonna hit you later. Yeah. It's that boomerang effect. It's coming back at you.
I agree.
Well, Ty asked me what I'm trying to run from. Well, I don't know.
Yo, let me shout out to people who just tuned in. Shout out to Steve Burrows. Shout out to Naree. Shout out to Jansen. Shout out to Animal Tam. Shout out to Saran. Shout out to our crosstalker Eric joining us. Yo.
Well, your boy, John Cena. He said,
Jansen.
We're going to ask him to come to the show.
When you can make it. When you come to something else, I invite you to. And then I can invite you to the show.
Right. Okay. Nari said, hey, guys.
Hey, what up?
Hey, Nari, how you doing?
All right, so.
Again, tell them what we're talking about.
We're talking about misconceptions of marriage. That's what we're talking about. It's on the title, but it's on. I got to keep on reiterating that.
Misconceptions of marriage. So, you know, my facial expressions.
Yo, while we got all the listeners, let's try to get a consistency on this thing right quick.
Okay, people. All right. Go ahead.
You want to do a punch?
No. Well, okay. We've been asking for listeners to give us some advice on what we want. We need something right here in this black area. So we want y'all advice on what to put, like, right here. Like, we don't care what it is. Just give us some suggestions. Give us some suggestions on what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you follow us, you know what we're about. If you don't, just listen to one show. You'll know what we're about.
We got one suggestion so far. Somebody suggested a Rocky post. I'm not sure where they're going with that.
I don't see how Rocky going to fit in between here. I don't see why. But it was a suggestion.
And kudos for the suggestion. That's the first and only one we got so far. So we need y'all to do better out there to suggest it.
Right,
that spot right there,
I ain't
we not
doing
nothing until until y'all Beach? Tell us. Huh?
You know Michael B. Johnson?
She's talking about Creed? Maybe Creed?
No.
She's talking about Creed.
I know what she's talking about.
Could you act like
the
you don't
facial expression,
like
though. Like,
right. It's like, why I want to... Most
do you want something?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm thinking something.
Right.
Maybe we should get a picture. Of a Black Panther. Of a Black Panther.
There you go.
Not Black Panther character. Of a Black Panther. Something like that. You know.
The ladies felt me on that.
I'm sure they did. Because I'm instantly like, why are we talking about putting that woman up here? She's talking about some Uncle B. I'm talking about something.
Yeah.
What I look like him sitting behind me while I'm talking?
Yo, we got some dope ones. A picture of the host. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I might do that. What up, Robert? Faith Music?
You said put a screen there.
Yeah, put a screen. That's a dope shot. That's a dope idea, too. All right, now we're getting somewhere. We had to get a show where everybody tuned in, and now y'all give us some... We appreciate that.
Robert Faith, what's going on with your fam?
Yo. A screen that posts what we're talking about. Okay, now we're getting you. Okay. I like that.
I guess it was just what we had to do. Get some folks on and ask them directly as soon as they get on here.
Yeah. So thank y'all for that. For real. All right, Pudge, you ready, man?
Watch. Shantiz, you agreeing with Tam's animation of us? Where's Tam's animations? I'm sorry. I'm following comments. You do it.
Anyway, while we got y'all, make sure y'all check us out. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook at Crosstalk or crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you like, what you thought about the show, what you want to hear us talk about. You know, we're here for the fans and for the listeners. So it's not just about what we do. Like I tell everybody, me and Push, we have these kind of conversations all the time. Mm-hmm. But we do this is for y'all. So let us know what you think, what you don't like, if there's anything you agree with, don't agree with. We just want to hear back from the fans. Check us out. We're at crosstalk.buzzsprout.com or TuneIn or iTunes. And I'm still working on getting the iHeartRadio. I submitted our show to iHeart. So hopefully that'll come through pretty soon.
Oh, man, that'd be a blessing.
So we're working on some other things to keep the formats open for everybody. So y'all don't have much more excuses to not listen to the show. So tell your friends, your neighbors, your pastors, your coworkers about this show. Because we got some dope topics. We're 70-something topics in, man. We talk about everything.
That's just dope, man.
And we still got more topics coming. Like,
I got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah. What up, Reggie?
Is that Sparks?
Reggie Sparks.
Mew!
Peace! But anyway, Punch, you got anything, man?
Nah, we did a good show. I mean, everybody got their laughs and kicks off me, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I'm not mad at all.
You sound like you feel just a little bit.
Look, I know my facial expressions. My kids tell me all the time.
I mean, every time I try to take a picture of us when we do a show, it's always your crazy facial expression. You got something you look like you're screaming, look like you're singing, look like, for real, I can't never use them.
See? You just been enjoying my kids and start putting them up.
Oh, man.
Oh, I just saw one of my facial expressions. I see what they're talking
about. You see what they're talking about? Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm going to definitely go back and watch this.
Yo, that's funny. But, yeah, seriously, y'all, we're not exactly closing out yet, but I just want to thank all the listeners always once again. Yeah, we got a lot of listeners. Yo, Push, can you go ahead and queue up the...
She said somebody suggested we get on Spotify. I'm sorry.
I saw it. Okay. Okay. That's a suggestion. And I'll look into it. I was thinking about that the other day. I actually got an email about getting on Spotify, so thank you for that. We will. Any other suggestions while we're at it? Y'all can write the script for the show the way we're going today. Push, while you're at it, can you queue up the city so we can shout out the cities?
Yeah.
We can wrap it up.
Okay. I'm like, why y'all just now coming into the show towards the end?
Just thank them for showing up, Push.
Yeah, okay, all right. Appreciate y'all.
These are listeners, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Don't assault them. All right, thank you, Tam's coworker, for suggesting we get on Spotify. We receive, but we got to get back to the show right now. So, Pudge, you can pull up the...
Hold on, man. You just asked me to
pull suggesting. Up. I'm segueing, man. Why you keep messing up my flow, man? You know how we do. You want to mess up my intro? You want to mess up my title?
That's what I do. You be catching me off guard.
I don't like it.
It's like a big kid. I don't like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I love it, man. I love giving you a hard time on the show, man. That's how we do.
Exactly.
That's how you just now started giving it back, though. Just now.
So he ain't used to it just yet.
Nah, I ain't used to it. It's all right.
It be catching him way off guard for real.
Oh, my God.
See, I don't know the login, man. They ain't supposed to be knowing it. I don't know the login.
Then why you just write a note or something? Why you just tell people you don't know the login to your own show?
He just, huh? I know the login to, but I know the login to Crosstalk, Buzzsprouts to get the actual... This is not the show. Buzzsprouts is not the show. Why are we having this conversation in front of
I want
of
you to pull the city so we can do the shout-outs.
This is the reason why we need to do video all the time.
This is the reason why I used to do the show. I should get back.
No, it's not. No, it's not. The reason is because he's just super amped about doing the cities and whatnot.
I love doing the cities, but you haven't even pulled them up yet.
Oh, you know what? Since we got all these viewers, wait till he... No, you know what? You pull them up. I'm gonna respond how you respond every time we call them out. So y'all get to see for the first time how he does when you calling out when I was calling out the names. Why
you shouting out? You don't want somebody
just shout him out so they can see what you do.
I'm not ready. We're gonna get there.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. We getting there.
And hey, I'm looking at you just shaking your head.
Right. This is hilarious. Like,
this is how we do. Y'all don't know this is how
Living
we do.
I've been living color.
For real. We getting there.
Hey.
But before we do, I want to share something with the audience. Well, first of all, thank you, Brenda, for showing up.
Yes,
y'all
give her a hand.
Y'all get up for Brenda. Thank you for showing up.
You didn't give her a formal introduction, though. You just said, this is Brenda.
Dude, would you shut up? God, we've had conversations. I told you how I was going to do this.
No, I'm talking about in the beginning of the show.
I did. I have my reasons. Stop. anybody tag this today, man?
I'm sorry.
Anyway. You're killing me, Pudge. You are absolutely killing me.
I'm a be quiet. I'm a be quiet.
Thank you. So anyway, I want everybody to know that Brenda is more than a special guest. She is my lady. I'm madly in love with this woman, and she knows it, and I'm glad she's here on the show and all her fineness. And I believe when you got somebody like that special, you should I believe in giving flowers.
Flowers, that's awesome.
Awesome. So Brenda.
Yes,
thank you for everything you do. I am madly, I'm crazily over head over heels in love with you. I couldn't stop falling for you if I wanted to. And I want to share some things with you because you added so much to my life. You've helped me heal in ways I didn't even know I needed healing. You gave me a love that I couldn't even fathom. I love our time we spend together. I love our dates we spend together. I love how our Walmart trips turn into dates. Like, we spend 2 hours at Walmart, and it's crazy. I love how you love me. I love how you receive my love. I love how you love me and for who I am and accept me for who I'm not. And I appreciate all that about you, and I just want you to know that. And I enjoy our dates. I like going on dates with you. I don't want to stop going on dates with you. I don't want to date you for the rest of my life. And will you marry me?
Oh my God. Are you serious right now?
I'm dead serious right now. Well, you gotta give me the answer first.
Yo, she put the hand out before she said yes, yo. That is so awesome. Oh my God. You know this, man. Oh my gosh. She needs a moment.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on Crosstalk, I'm actually officially engaged at this moment.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much.
Let's give it up.
We got to, I'm going to do our shout outs. So, I'm going to shout out. While she composes herself, I'm gonna do our shout outs. You ready for it? Shout out to our crosstalkers out there. Shout out to Dorothy Brown down in Forsyth, Georgia.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alicia.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric. Shout out to Tamla. Shout out to November. Shout out to Ramil. Shout out to my fiance, Brenda.
Fiance, y'all.
Fiance Brenda in the building.
It ain't no bootang no more.
Upgrade, baby.
All the way upgrade.
Shout out to Brandy. Are you ready for the country? Shout out to Australia.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ireland.
Yeah.
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
C-Z-E-C-H-I-A.
Yeah.
Shout out to Atlanta, GA.
Yeah.
Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
Morrow.
Yeah.
Rex, Georgia.
Yes.
McMinnville, Oregon.
Awesome.
Graysonville, Maryland.
Yeah.
Jonesboro, Georgia.
Yes.
Roswell, Georgia.
Got it.
Fayetteville, Georgia.
Awesome.
Crystal Lake, Illinois.
We're doing it.
Meridian, Mississippi.
Across the world.
Madison, South Carolina.
Oh.
Monachi,
New Jersey.
Ellenwood, Georgia.
Ellenwood.
McDonough, Georgia.
Yes.
Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Brandon, Florida.
All of them.
Montour, New Jersey.
Ooh.
Lansing,
Jersey
Michigan.
In the building, baby.
Carbondale, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Waltham, Massachusetts. Melbourne, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Conyers, Georgia. Jersey City, New Jersey in the building. Lakeland, Florida.
Jersey, people.
Lithonia, Georgia. Salem, Oregon. Menlo, California. And Anaheim, California. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in.
Hold on. He can't just, yo.
What?
Jersey. Stand up.
Stand up, Jersey.
Stand
thank
up.
You.
I'm from, if those who don't know, I'm from Camden,
well,
baby.
You know what?
Yo, hearing all them Jersey names, I got real warm and fuzzy inside, man. Jersey, stand up, man.
Shout out to North Carolina. Yo, we got Bridgeport in the building. Bridgeport, stand up, North End, baby.
Stand up, Bridgeport.
All right, can we close out the show, Pudge?
Yeah, we can close it out.
Yeah, we had a great show. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in. Share the show.
Wait a minute.
What?
What? Brenda, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, Brenda, you got something
I mean, he ain't give you no time to talk now.
Sorry. I didn't think she could talk. Shout out to Huntington, California. All right, well, you know what? Let's hear her respond. How you feel?
That's awesome.
I don't get speechless very often.
Look, people, when you go back and watch the video, the all-time point is how she responded. She didn't respond with her mouth. She put the hand out, yo. Yeah. Steph was like, wait, you got to answer me first.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. That's
it
awesome.
It don't get no better than that. So, all right, can we close out, Miss? I go celebrate.
Yes, we can. Okay, we can close out. I just want to say one more thing, man. I really made fun of him this entire show because he's been nervous all freaking day. And I just got a kick
out of
him being
nervous. I know that's why he's doing that. That's why he's getting up. I'm trying to get to this point. I'm so trying to get this
So it's not many. There's not many days where you can get him. Today was it. I'm sorry. Yes, now we can close out.
I don't blame you. I would have took the same shot. I don't even blame you. But yeah, we so good right now. I'm not even worried about
it. I know you are.
So anyway, thank y'all for always tuning. Thank you for all my friends and family who tuned in to check this out. And
yes.
Thank y'all. We love y'all so much. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.